This is Women of Grace Live, discussing issues important to your life and faith. Spiritual insight, practical wisdom. Join us as we transform the world one woman at a time. Women of Grace, for such a time as this. Now, here's your host, Johnette Williams.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women of Grace Live. I am Johnette Williams, and I'm delighted to be with you today. I love spending this time with you. Eager to hear from you today. You were quiet yesterday. Let's wake up today and give me a call here. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. It is the way that we can have that holy conversation together, which means ever so much to me, and I certainly hope that it means a whole lot to you too. We can't do it if you don't call, so please do give us a buzz. 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. We have Matthew Gubensky answering the phones today, and it's Michael McCall that's going to go out there into social media land. He is going to retrieve your question or comment and put it up on the board. You can do that by going to EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. So we invite you to use that opportunity as well. And we have Rich Jesse producing today, and he's going to keep the whole thing on the air for us. He and TOC right there at EWTN. They work together really well, work in tandem. And I'll tell you what, it's a big, big blessing to me in my life, hoping that it's a blessing to you in your life as well. I always like to remind you at the beginning of the show, in addition to the numbers, that we're always doing something at Women of Grace and would love for you to do it with us. Yes, we would. We've got all kinds of good opportunities coming up for you. We certainly do. Take advantage of them. We've got some free events coming up for you. And I don't know about you, but you know, I like a bargain. This is more than a bargain. This is an opportunity to gain a treasure, to gain a treasure in so many ways, to gain a treasure for your spiritual life, to get a treasure in coming to know the saints better, to gain a treasure in the way in which the Lord wants to bring you to a greater appreciation and in healing in Him. In addition to that, it's a treasure because you meet so many beautiful sisters, so many wonderful daughters of the Most High God that you can form a relationship with by way of Women of Grace. So we invite you to check out our upcoming events section on our website there. We've got lots of things coming up. May 9th, which, you know, that's in 2 days. May 9th, we're going to be sponsoring an evening of grace. And this is going to be a lovely opportunity for you, free of charge, to get to dip your toes into what we do at Women of Grace. In addition to that, if you've been to a Women of Grace event that's online, you know that there's just a certain way in which women connect. You know, it doesn't matter if they're in different cities. It doesn't matter if they're in different countries. It doesn't matter where they're located. They really do find that common ground that is this beautiful reality of being a daughter of God. So on May the 9th, in the evening, from 7, I think it's, let me get to the right day here, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. this coming Thursday night is going to be an evening of grace. Our regional coordinators leading that is Linda DeGonzaga and Denise McCain. As I say, it starts at 7, it's over at 8:30. It is free of charge. Please take advantage of it. This is an opportunity for you to discuss, find out, delve into your feminine vocation according to God's plan. Who are you as a daughter of the Most High God? That's an essential question that we should all strive to answer. And I'll tell you, these ladies are going to help you to dig deeply and also help you to share your own thoughts, ideas, and words of wisdom on this topic as well. So we invite you to join us. That is, again, in 2 days, May the 9th, beginning at 7 p.m. That's Eastern Time, ending at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Do want to let you know that in addition to that, we are going to be offering this same opportunity to you in a daytime hour, and that's going to happen on May the 14th, at 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern Time. Same topic, two different regional coordinators. It's going to be Mary Dillenbach and Isabel Liberatore. We invite you to join us for that event. As I say, it's free of charge. Try it out. See what you think. I think you're going to like it. You know, you remember that old commercial, try it, Mikey, try it. You might like it. You know, it's very, very true. I think that you will really, really enjoy being with us for that event. We've got all kinds of other events that are coming up for you as well. We want to let you know that I am going to be at Ave Maria University there in Ave Maria, Florida, outside of Naples. I am going to be there this coming weekend, May the 10th, for their Marian Eucharistic Conference. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, an absolutely beautiful, beautiful theme. I'm going to be presenting along with Mother Adela Galindo, Kathleen Beckman, Father Raphael Campo, Father Joseph Mary Rogers, and Raymond Arroyo. It starts at 3 p.m. Friday afternoon, and it ties itself up on Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. All of the information is available for you at our website, and you can actually register by going to our website, and we would appreciate you doing that. I'd love to see you there. Do come up to me if you show up there and say, hey, I heard you, you know, on EWTN Radio and really wanted to come. I hope that you will come. In addition to that, I want to let you know that our Moments with Mary, Who is Mary? Online study is already. Yes, it is. It is at our distribution center, and we are so excited about this. We are going to be having an online study of Moments with Mary, Who is Mary? Beginning on May the 15th. I want you to check it out. It's going to be beautiful. And this study is really just a lovely, lovely study. Moments with Mary is going to be a series of studies that help for us to enter into a deeper relationship with our Blessed Mother by way of her spiritual maternity. We are going to discover much about her. This one is really kind of foundational or fundamental to it because we're going to be talking about who Mary is. And it's really a very beautiful, interactive way of presenting this material. It's a 6-week study. There will be weekly teachings with myself and Father Hugh Gillespie of the Montfort Fathers. There will be daily meditations for reflection. There will be accompanying daily reflection videos by yours truly that will accompany those daily reflections. There are supplemental articles that further explore the theme and the grace of the study. It's beautifully designed, really very pretty. You can get a sense of it by going to our website. We would love for you to join us. So it starts May the 15th and it ends June the 19th. And it's from 7 in the evening until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Okay, so want you to be aware of that. I want you to take advantage of it. We are also going to be offering it beginning on a different day, May the 16th through June 20th. And this is going to be a morning, a daytime opportunity for the study online, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time, beginning on May the 16th. As I say, I think that this is going to really enhance your appreciation and love of our Blessed Mother. I can tell you that we had a pilot group. We wanted to see, now, does this meet the need of women? The pilot group just has been dying for it to come out. Probably will take the whole thing all over again. They thought it was that powerful. So I want to invite you to consider that. Again, this is a way for you to get to participate in a Women of Grace event if there isn't one that's happening in your own hometown, or if the hours of that study do not suit your hours. So please do check all of these good opportunities out right there at our website, womenofgrace.com. Looking forward to hearing from you here today, 833-288-EWTN. That's the way you can join us, free of charge. It's a toll-free number, 833-288-3986. EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page available for you too. Going to that break, coming right back. I got a little letter to read to you. Stay with us.
The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today. Oh, my goodness. I'd love to spend this time with you. Please give us a call here so we can spend some time together. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation. Don't be shy. Give it a try. Don't delay. Call right away. I would love to talk to you today. 833-288-EWTN. Matthew Gubensky on the phones. We've got Michael McCall pulling in all of that good stuff out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you can leave your question or comment for us. In addition to all of that, Rich Jesse is producing. If you are a first-time caller and or submitter, I certainly want to know. I will ring my bell. I will ring my bell to welcome you for your debut. Do want to tell you about something really exciting, and I'm so eager to read this book. I don't have it yet. I'm getting it, though, because I want to have it both on television and radio. And that is, you know, my friend, I'm pleased to call him my friend, Marcus Grodi. He has a new book. It's called Guideposts for the Journey Home, and they're conversion stories. And it's going to be absolutely a tremendous read. I know, I will be inspired. The testimonies of other people are always inspiring to me. And this book is a compilation of personal stories of conversion, stories of hope and renewal. And I know that they're just going to help all of us to stay close to Christ and His church, especially as we face some of those really big challenges, you know, that we face in life. And we all have them. And if we don't have them right at this moment, don't worry, they're coming. We're going to be doing two shows on television this week about that very topic. But included in this book, you're going to hear about from Scott Hahn testifying to God's mercy at work in his journey to the Catholic faith. Alice von Hildebrand will be recounting the conversion of her husband Dietrich von Hildebrand. Father Benedict Groeschel and Mother Angelica will talk about their vocational journeys. There's many, many more. You just can't even go through them all. But you can tell just by the caliber of individuals that I've named thus far that this is truly a compendium of testimonials that you're going to want to have. It's available for you right now. You can get it right now at EWTN's religious catalog, EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping on all online orders over $7,500. $7,500. Boy, wouldn't you make everybody there giddy with joy, a religious catalog. No, it's $75, not $7,500, $75 or more. That is so funny. I'm cracking myself up. It's standard shipping, and it only applies to continental United States. Use the code FREE, F-R-E-E, at checkout. Oh, gracious sakes. I am so funny. I pulled a funny this morning. Yes, I did. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-EWTN. 3986. We are going to get our first caller up on the board really, really quickly, but I'm going to read you a little letter while we're working through that. And this is one that I received from Renee. I tell you all of the time, I love to hear from you. I love to hear from you live when we're on the air. I love to hear from you via email. I love to hear from you, you know, when you leave a call for us on our listener comment line, which you can do 24 hours a day, 205-795-5773. Again, it's 205-795-5773, 24/7. You can leave a call for us there. You can always call in, and we're here, 833-288-EWTN. But Renee emailed, how do you email? womenofgrace@EWTN.com, womenofgrace@EWTN.com. She says this, and this is a couple of weeks old now. She says, I listened to your show today about the scapular and have to tell you a lovely story of the scapular and how it finally gave my family peace. She writes, my 17-year-old uncle drove across the state with a buddy for a summer job in the early 60s at a time before seatbelts were worn. He rounded the corner too fast in the mountain road and crashed. He was thrown from the car. His buddy came upon him lying on the side of the road. He passed within minutes. My grandmother prayed her entire life for a sign from God that her son was in heaven. Years passed, and one day my aunt found herself in her hometown talking with my uncle's buddy who was on that trip. The story continues. He told her of how he found Uncle Jerry lying on his back on the side of the road, and his scapular came out from under his shirt and was sitting on the center of his forehead as he died. I don't know about you, but I have chills. Renee continues, he had no idea that my grandmother had been praying for over 40 years for a sign Jerry was in heaven. My aunt hurried home and told my grandmother this story. Grandma felt so blessed to finally have this sign from God that Jerry was in heaven. Is that not an absolutely incredible story? Isn't that one of those beautiful moments when, we call them a Kairos moment, when heaven, eternity, breaks through into time and reveals itself to us? I, being a mom who lost a child in a vehicular accident, can tell you that I truly understand how elated that grandmother was 40 years later to hear that news. And I know that that grandmother prayed every day for the soul of her son. I know that. We should never underestimate how much heaven wants to reveal itself to us. We should never underestimate the power of prayer. We should never underestimate the beautiful devotional practices that we have as Catholics and the beautiful sacramentals that we have as Catholics. I truly want to encourage you, if you do not have a scapular, please get a scapular. I'm pulling mine out to show you right now. I wear my scapular every day. I love my scapular. It reminds me that I am putting on the virtues of Our Blessed Lady. That's my intentionality. To dress myself, clothe myself in the spiritual beatitude of Our Mother. Yes, there are promises that are attached to it. This grandmother, this mother of this young man, knew the promise of the scapular, that anyone who's wearing it at the time of their death will not suffer the fires of hell. I do want to say that it is not a charm nor an amulet. It's a sacramental, and that sacramental indicates that we're striving to live what the sacramental is all about. And this sacramental of the scapular is all about living the virtues of Our Blessed Mother. If you don't know what those virtues are, I encourage you, watch Journeys with Jesus. I've been going through her 10 principal virtues as outlined by St. Louis de Montfort in his work, True Devotion. I've been going through them for some time. They're all archived for you on our website. You can go out and read all about, you know, Mary's profound humility, her lively faith, her universal mortification. You can read all about her divine purity. You can read all about these virtues or hear about them, because actually I'm sharing with you about them right there on Journeys with Jesus every Friday. So take advantage of that opportunity, but take advantage of the beautiful gifts that are yours by way of your Catholic faith. I wanted to share that story. I felt very strongly somebody needed to hear it today. Never underestimate heaven's desire to reveal itself to you. We know that heaven is always with us. It is there. We need to open our eyes, receive the graces and blessings that God wants us to have. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Looking forward to hearing from you right here. Also available for you at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Well, we've got Roxanne with us, and she is calling us from Monongahela, Pennsylvania. First time caller. I'm excited, first of all, because she's not far from where I grew up, and I'm ringing my bell, and I love to do that too. Roxanne, welcome. It's so nice to have you with us, and I'm glad you're listening via the EWTN app.
Hello. What is your name again, ma'am?
Johnette.
I wanted to pronounce it right.
Well,
I want to thank you, Johnette. I never watched Women of Grace, But I would like to thank you because I look up to you. I love EWTN. I have one of the rarest diseases in the world. And when I can't go to church, which I go pretty much every day, I go right on to EWTN.
Oh, Roxanne.
I have what Celine Dion has. I have stiff person syndrome.
What is it called again, honey?
It's called stiff person syndrome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, so how does that affect you?
My entire body. You have seizures, but you're wide awake. And people don't realize that. They think that you're lying. And so they might think that you're a little bit out of your mind because when you're telling them you're having a seizure, you're wide awake and you can feel everything. It actually feels like childbirth. It feels like your muscles and bones are, well, they can. My teeth have been crushed in pieces and all of those things. But I'm alive because of my priest, because of my faith, because of our Catholic faith, all of those things. I was anointed again today. I'm also fighting C. diff. I've had it since September. But if it weren't for the priest, if it weren't for me being able to go on to EWTN for spiritual communion on the days that I couldn't go on, I would not be here today. I'm a true believer in prayer and the Eucharist and our priest. And I wanted to thank you and just ask for prayer.
Roxanne, I'll tell you, you're such an inspiration. And the term that comes into my mind just listening to you and hearing your faith is that you are a victim soul. I just know that I know that I know that you're offering all of this suffering for the sake of souls. And I know that God hears your prayer because this is such a beautiful prayer. It's the prayer of our Lord from the cross when he was offering his suffering for each one of us.
Yep, you're right. It is the prayer of the Lord when he was offering himself up. We're all supposed to just pray and pray and pray, and that's what we should do.
Yes.
Pray for all of our brothers and sisters.
Well, may God bless you, and with your permission, I'd love to pray with you on the air. Can I do that?
Yes, we can pray together right now. I'm very tuned in with you.
Okay, Roxanne.
Okay.
Well, Father God, we just come before you in this moment, and we praise you and thank you. We praise you and thank you, Father, for the gift of Roxanne. We praise and thank you, Father, that you've given her such great spiritual insight. We praise you and thank you, Lord God, that you've given her such faith and such hope. When others would look at their condition and revile you for it, when others would look and shake a fist at you for it, she opens her hand and says yes and gives fiat to it. All the while understanding the great mission that is hers, the entrustment that is hers by way of it. Father God, through her witness and example, we are humbled today. We look at the little reversals in life and the little irritations that you invite to be those opportunities to sacrifice for you, and we don't see the grace in them. But Roxanne does, Lord. She sees it clearly. She demonstrates it. I'm sure that this beautiful in persona Christi, this priest that comes to her to anoint her, I'm sure that he himself walks away blessed by the interaction that they share. Father, I ask that you would continue to inundate your daughter with every spiritual blessing in the heavens. I ask, Father, that you would continue to lead her ever more deeply into divine and holy union with you. I ask, Father, that you would continue to use her in a powerful way for the work that is necessary in our day and time, the greatest work of all, the salvation of souls. Father, in those moments when she gets discouraged, I just ask that our Blessed Mother would come and our Blessed Mother would take her mystically into her arms, and that she would feel that mantle of protection of our mother's love, just embracing her and enveloping her and drawing her into her most immaculate heart. In those moments, Lord, when the seizure comes, and that crushing moment when the seizure comes, Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit is there, that your Holy Spirit is there to gift her with the sweet healing balm that comes by way of his presence, and also to confirm her once more into all of those beautiful gifts of the Spirit, especially the gift of fortitude, that the fruits of the Spirit might just be displayed in her and through her, the greatest of all being longanimity, long-suffering, patient endurance. Father, I thank you for the gift that she's been to me today, to all of our listeners, for this call that comes from a pure heart. Father, I ask that you bless your daughter, and I lift her to you spiritually through this prayer. In the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of our Blessed Lady. Amen.
Thank you so much. I feel so blessed today.
Well, you've blessed us. You've blessed me.
You've blessed me by talking to me and praying for me.
Anytime, Roxanne.
Take care.
Okay, darling.
And thank you for all that EWTN does.
Oh, you're welcome, Roxanne. May God bless you, sweetheart. Well, I'm glad we're coming to a break in 90 seconds here because I have to collect myself. See, this is the beauty and the wonder of Catholic radio. This is the beauty and the wonder of the apostolic life that we're all called to, right? To be there with each other, to minister to each other, to be open and receptive to each other, to acknowledge the giftedness of each other, and to know that we're in a special communion by way of the salvific action of our Lord Jesus Christ and the great graces that are always pouring down upon us. So as we go to this break, I invite you to pray for Roxanne. I invite you to call us today. You know, share your story with us. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the way that you can join us here live on Women of Grace Live, where we do love having that holy conversation with you. Also available to you out there at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page, simply use the chat feature. Listen, if you're outside of North America, we've got a number for you too, 205-271-2985. We're coming right back after the break. Stay with us.
Join in on the conversation. The Women of Grace phone lines are open. 1-833-288-EWTN. 1-833-288-3986.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Women of Grace Live. I'm Johnette Williams. Very happy to be with you today, inviting you to give us a call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That is a toll-free number for you. We suggest you use it. I'd love to hear from you today. I certainly would. We also invite you to use the chat feature at EWTN Radio's YouTube channel and Facebook page. Simply put your question, comment, insight, inspiration, or word of encouragement in there, and we will retrieve it. Additionally, if you are outside of North America, we've got a number for you, country code 1-205-271-2985. That's country code 1-205-271-2985. Matthew Gabensky is eager to take your call today. He is our call screener. When you call in, do let him know if you're a first-time caller. If you are, we will ring our bell to welcome you for our program today. I love to ring that bell, so we appreciate when you do call in. If you are a first-time submitter, I will also ring my bell for you. And we have Michael McCall out there retrieving your questions and comments left for us on social media. Additional to all of that, we have Rich Jesse producing the program today. So I'm available to you in a lot of different ways. One of the other ways that we're available to you is through our listener comment caller line. It is available to you 24/7. The number to use for that is 205-795-5773. That's 205-795-5773. 7373. Feel free to use that and leave a caller for us. I'll demonstrate because we've got a couple of calls there that we'll take that way while we're waiting for you to call in. 833-288-EWTN. All right, Rich, who's up?
So, West Virginia, I want to know, should you abide by the letter of the law or the spirit of law? Sort of like this example. I love others as I love myself. The caveat is I don't love myself. So I'm not sure really where that leads me. So if you can help, thanks. Bye.
All right, honey. Well, you know, this is a very good question. Do we abide by the literal interpretation, the letter of the law, or do we abide by the spirit of the law? And so I'm going to tell you, we abide by both, right? So when God gives us a commandment, we pay attention to that commandment. We conduct our life, however, in the spirit of that law, right? The obedient display of our actions, our reactions, even our thought processes, right? We bring all of that into right order by way of that law itself. So the spirit of the law is something that we live out. The letter of the law is something that we abide by and follow. So I don't know if that distinction makes any sense to you, but I think that it kind of summarizes what we're talking about. So somebody could be, you know, very obedient to the letter of the law, but not have the right intentionality, right? And let me give you an example. So we might be, we might be engaged in some kind of obedience to an authority. We'll use that one. Obedience is a good one. We might need to be obedient to an authority. It could be our boss at work. It could be a parent. It could be a spouse. We're called to be obedient, right? Well, we might be obedient, but in our heart, we might be very rebellious. So we would be observing the letter of the law, but not the spirit of the law. And God, who sees and knows all things, reads the intentions of our heart, would know that, yeah, while we're exteriorly performing what we're supposed to be doing, we're very resentful. And that would count against us. You can look at the story of the prodigal son. Great story of the prodigal son. You know, son is very disobedient to the father, runs out there, spends his inheritance, wastes all of his money on wine, women, and song, ends up living literally with the pigs, determines that even his father's servants and slaves live better than he's living in this pig pen with the swine. This is a Jewish kid. That was really bad. So he decides he's going to go home, and he goes home. And what does he discover? He discovers that the father is there waiting for him. Now, even his intentionality in going home is somewhat self-serving, isn't it? It's about, I could do better off at home. But he did swallow his pride. And how did the father greet him? With great forgiveness and joy and acclamation. And at that point, in that moment, that son has a conversion of heart. He understands what love is. And I'm thinking, he returns love for love. Now, the elder son, who has been out in the field while all of this hoopla is going on, comes back and he's told that there's going to be a big party, that the dad's ordered that a fatted calf, I believe it was, is going to be the family meal, and everybody's coming over and it's a big celebration. Your brother who was lost has been found. This brother, who's always been obedient, now is seething with anger. Seething with anger. And though he's obedient to the father, he's harboring a resentment in his heart. That is as much an affront to the father as is the son's action when he left home. So the spirit of the law, the letter of the law, they work together. Now, with regard to the other part of your question, you know, to love your neighbor as yourself, I don't love myself very much. So does that mean I'm really not obligated to love my neighbor? I'm not quite certain that's what you're asking, but that is a bit how it sounds. I don't think that we get off the hook that way. And I think that what the Lord would have you do is to sit with him for a while. to go before his Eucharistic presence and to sit with him and to be open and vulnerable to him. It says in Sacred Scripture, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, "All of us gazing on the Lord's glory with unveiled faces are being transformed from glory to glory into his very image by the Lord, who is the Spirit." Now, where is it that we see the glory of the Lord? We see the glory of the Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament. We also encounter him in our time of prayer. But when we present ourselves before him in his Eucharistic presence, there's something very efficacious about that. The Lord is looking at you. He's noticing you in a loving way, peering into the inner recesses of your being and seeing everything there that needs to be touched, everything there that needs to be healed, everything there that needs to be brought into right order. If we don't love ourselves, there's a reason for it. Maybe we feel that we're not deserving of love. Maybe we've never really experienced deep love by a parent. Maybe we've been abused or mistreated. Maybe we've been made fun of by peers or by colleagues. Maybe we've committed deeds that we deeply regret and we've just never forgiven ourselves for them. Just can't get over the hump. There is nothing that is greater than God's mercy. And there is nothing that cannot be healed by God's loving gaze. God loves you. He loves you unto death. You are lovable. And God wants to resolve whatever it is in you that would make you have an attitude in any way of self-loathing to yourself. So go before the Eucharistic presence of the Lord. Let him love back into life all of those areas of your being that have been stricken down, that have been killed by your personal actions or by the actions of others against you. And as his mercy fills your heart, something remarkable begins to happen. We begin to love out of that wellspring of divine love that's occupying our heart. We don't love with our capacity or our incapacity, but we love with the very love that is greater than all capacity, that is an infinitude of capacity. We love out of the love that God has for us. And as we love others, that love redounds back to us. And we're built up and built up and built up and built up, not in arrogance, not in self-centeredness, but we're built up in the mercy of God that makes us new. So, that was a long answer. I'm kind of famous for long answers, but I hope it helps you. And if you are not the caller, but you can relate to the caller, I hope it helps you too. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the way that you can join us live here on Women of Grace Live, where we love to have that holy conversation with you. Now, let's go to that second call that we've got there, Rich.
Hi, I've watched EWTN for years and I am Catholic. Is smoking cigarettes a sin? I've been in chronic pain for 33 years, and unfortunately it's something I've done, and I'm trying to quit, and I'm having a hard time. So that is my question, and I look forward to your answer, and God bless all of you. You are just unbelievably awesome. God bless Mother Angelica. Thank you for the call. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you very much for your call. So is smoking a sin? Well, that's an interesting question. I would say that anything that damages our body is not a good habit, right? And we want to fill ourselves with good habits. And good habits have a name. It's a category. They're called virtues. One of the great virtues is a virtue of mortification and self-sacrifice. If we find that we have, you know, an addiction to cigarette smoking, which you've been smoking for 33 years, you say you're having a hard time quitting, there's at least a psychological addiction, I would think, if not an actual addiction to the nicotine. Both of them are very powerful for some people. That nicotine addiction is really a remarkably strong tie to smoking. You know, it holds us there. We're in a bondage to it. I was just quoting that beautiful passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. The one that precedes it is equally amazing. The one that precedes it in verse 17 says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So if we find that we don't have freedom from something, if we don't have freedom from a substance, whether it's nicotine or whether it's alcohol or whether it is marijuana or some other stronger drug, if we don't have freedom from that, we're in bondage. Obviously, none of those things that I just mentioned, when abused, are good for you. And some of them are never good for you, whether they're abusive or not, whether you abuse it or not. They're never good for you. And so, you know, I would say that, quite frankly, the studies that have been done on cigarette smoking indicate that smoking is really never a good thing. It damages the lungs. It can cause all kinds of difficulties in other ways as well. So the thing of it is, we probably should not smoke. If we're damaging the body, we have a stewardship responsibility to the body. Comes underneath the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill. In a certain way, these kinds of addictions are killing. You know, they are killing. They're killing health. Whether a greater disease ever comes from it or not isn't really the point. So I admire your effort and your desire to want to stop. And there are helps for that. And I would encourage you to seek those helps. I'm sorry that you're in chronic pain. And I understand that some of these, problem things oftentimes can ease that pain. When we're using something for therapeutic use, it comes into a different qualification and a different classification. But by the same token, we don't want to see ourselves entering into an area where we are compromising, you know, our relationship with God through it. So there might be another way or something else that would be less negative for your health than smoking. And I'm speaking to you directly because of your comment about being in chronic pain. So I'm not in chronic pain, so I can't say that I understand chronic pain. But I can say that I know that there's latitude for those kinds of things, but I'm not quite certain that cigarette smoking qualifies for that. So there's a, you know, again, a nuanced answer for you, because the question is a bit of a complicated one. But on the face of it, should we smoke? Probably not. I would say take it to the confessional. See what the priest tells you. There are priests that smoke, I know. But here's the thing. Is it really the most beneficial thing we can do? So there is my answer to your question. I don't know how that sits with you. But I certainly do hope that you're able to overcome this need to smoke. And so, Father God, we just lift your daughter up to you in this moment. I lift both of these women up to you. First caller there from the listener comment line, as well as this lady from the listener comment line. Father God, you know the difficulties and the struggles that they have. You know the crosses that you have entrusted to them. we receive such beautiful, I think, inspiration and witness from Roxanne. Father God, we cannot always resolve these difficulties in the natural dimension. We cannot always. And when we strive to do so and we discover that we cannot reduce the struggle, the difficulty, the trial, the pain, the anguish, whatever it might be, then, Father God, we know that we have a great recourse, and that recourse is to offer it in union with your own sacrifice on the cross. And so I pray that for these two women, the one offers whatever pain is in her heart that causes her to find herself unlovable, and whatever our second sister is experiencing through her chronic pain. I'm just asking you, Lord, to give them a deeper vision, to supernaturalize their outlook towards these things. And for anyone who is listening today that is suffering in any way, I ask the same. You know, Father God, help for us, you know, to, in the very serious matters of life that cause us such affliction, but even in those minor moments of life when contradiction greets us, or, you know, we're just out of sorts for some reason, or things are just not going well, help us immediately to find recourse to the beauty and the wonder and the splendor that this moment can be, this very trial that is plaguing us, this very reversal, the beautiful wonder that it can be when united to your cross. Father God, I think that if we make this a holy habit, if we make this a holy practice, when we come before you at that moment of our particular judgment, you will show us all of the very many, many masses of people that benefited by all of these little wee sacrificial offerings. And we will rejoice. And even in the temporal dimension, even now, Lord, sometimes give us little, you know, insights, little illuminations of heart that indicate that our sacrifice, no matter how small, no matter how large, is yielding great fruit for the kingdom of God. And so we thank you for it, even though it's often difficult to remember that in the moment of trial. And so it is that we offer all of this to you in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the merits of his cross, through the power of the Holy Spirit, and with the maternal beatitude and intercession of Our Lady. Amen. Let's get to Susan. She is in Horizon City, Texas today, listening on Sirius XM, station 130. Good morning to you, Susan.
Good morning, good morning. I have a wonderful story to share about Sister Philip Marie Burley.
Okay, tell us about it.
Well, I met her at a retreat at Fort Bliss, Texas. And I didn't want to go to that retreat, but the person who told me about it really thought that I needed to be there. And I love this person very much, so I went. And I was blown away by what she had to say. And I also got to spend some time with her around the kitchen table where she was staying afterwards. And in that conversation, she told me that she was in adoration. And then she said, "And he told me I can't take my eyes off of you." And I'm going, wow. She heard our Lord say, "I can't take my eyes off of you." And I'm thinking, well, of course not, sister. Look at all the things that you've done. You've traveled all seven continents doing retreats. She was a friend to Mother Teresa doing retreats in her convent. She was always going and doing, and for the military. Oh, my gosh, I don't know how many military bases she has been on. And so I said that, and she goes, "Oh, Susan, that's how it is for you, too. He can't take his eyes off of you." And I went, wow. But that's all I could say because I didn't believe her. Because I thought there's no way that he could look at me the same way he looks at her. Because she's such a beautiful soul. And about we became good friends, and about 2 weeks went by, and I call her up and I go, "Sister, I think I got it." She goes, "Okay, give it to me." And I said, "Well, I don't know how many football games, basketball games, volleyball games, school programs, watching my sons serve mass there at the altar, when my kids are involved in something, I cannot take my eyes off of them. I'm focused on just them. Doesn't matter who else is around, but I'm looking at my children with this great love. Well, that's me and my humanity looking at my children. Imagine God and His incredible mercy, love, everything that He bestows upon us, looking on us.
Susan, what a beautiful way.
It's way more than I can even fathom. I can't even fathom it.
I know. And you're bringing us to a beautiful close to our program today. And I think that we all needed to hear that word. So remember, God cannot take His eyes off of you. He only has eyes for you. Look into those eyes. Draw from those eyes every spiritual blessing in the heavens that He wants to give to you. Receive it and move forward in it. God bless all of you. Thank you, Susan, and everybody else, too. Bye-bye.